theatres, as well as a fine arena surrounded by taverns selling cheap wine. There was even the prospect of an occasional brawl with men from the neighbouring town of Nuceria, he mused wistfully. Behind the first five sections of auxiliaries came the four wagons, heavy vehicles drawn by 10 mules each. A soldier sat on the bench beside each of the drivers, and behind them stretched the goatskin covers, tightly tied over the locked chests resting on the beds of the wagons. There were 5 chests in each wagon, each containing 100,000 freshly minted denarii, 2 million in all, enough to pay an entire legion for a year. Balbus could not help a moment of brief speculation about what he could do with such a fortune. Then he dismissed the whimsy. He was a soldier. He had given his oath to protect and obey the Emperor. His duty was to see that the wagons reached the treasury in Rome. Balbus's lips tightened as he recalled that some of his fellow Praetorians had a somewhat more flexible understanding of the concept of duty. It was less than 10 years ago that members of the Praetorian Guard had murdered the previous Emperor and his family. True, Gaius Caligula had been a raving madman and tyrant, but an oath was as solemn a commitment as Balbus could think of. He still disapproved of the removal of Caligula, even though the new emperor, chosen by the Praetorians, had proved to be a rather better ruler. The accession of Claudius had been a confused affair, Balbus recalled. Those officers who had murdered his predecessor